Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
I'm live in Studio A with Annie and the Beekeepers. They're passing through town and chose to come in and visit with us this morning. I'm glad you did. Welcome to Studio A, Annie.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
And I'll have some questions for the band in a little bit. First, they're going to play a song for us. And what is the name of the first one?
We're going to start out with a song called Wake Up Mama.
She comes down from the upstairs, running fast, running scared. Wake up, Mama, wake up, Pa. There's a ghost up there living in my bed. Well, I fought her once and I fought her twice. Lost both times to her in spite of all your sound advice. Wake up, Mama, wake up, Pa. There's a ghost up there living in my head. And she says, ooh, we'll take me over this mountain. She comes down from the upstairs. Wake up, Mama. Wake up, Mama. Wake up, Mama.
Wake up, Mama.
Wake up, Mama.
That's Annie and the Beekeepers live in Studio A. It's a project of Annie Lynch, and she's got a new band this time around. Can you introduce the current lineup of the Beekeepers?
Gladly. We have Jenny Magana on bass and vocals.
Hello.
We've got Keenan O'Meara on guitar, banjo, and vocals as well.
Hello.
And we have Javier Cruz on drums, mandolin, vocals.
Hiya.
And Jenny's not exactly a new member, I guess. No. Jenny's been on the CD and touring for a while with you. And a member of the previous lineup as well. Is that true?
Kind of, I guess. There's been some rotation and evolution. But yeah, Jenny and I have been playing together for probably like over a year and a half now.
Talk about how you decided to ask your parents for a violin.
Oh, that's funny. Well, when I was in elementary school, that was my first musical interest was violin. When I would walk to the bus pickup, I would pass at the end of the day. I would pass the gym where there would be the Cape Cod Little Fiddlers rehearsing. And I just loved the way it sounded, and I craved that feeling of the bow on the strings. I really wanted to play it. And my mom and dad got me a violin, and I played for a while. I think I played for like 6 years, and I was never very good at it, but I loved playing fiddle tunes, and that's kind of, you know, that's what introduced me to music, was playing the violin.
That's Annie Lynch talking about her band. And the Beekeepers, and they're just passing through town. There's no show tonight in Columbus. I believe you'll be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
That's right.
Then off to Maryland and New York and Massachusetts to do some other gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll stop in Columbus again, and maybe we'll be able to see you in a club.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, let's hear another song. What is the name of song number two this morning?
We're going to play the title track off of our new album. It's called My Bonneville. And it's a song I wrote about my very first car, which is a 1986 Bonneville.
Faded gold, faded gold, handed down, handed down
with faded gold,
my bond. Never had it better before. Then I had to let you go, climbing out the passenger door. Windows down, windows down. Travel sounds with the windows down in my bonnet. Better before. Then I had to let you go, climbing out the passenger door.
That's Annie and the Beekeepers live in Studio A. The title track of the CD, My Bonneville. Is there any story you could tell us about your Bonneville that maybe is not already out on the web somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, the song kind of tells it all. It was my very first car, and it was handed down from my big brother, and handed down to him from my best friend's big brother. And, you know, there were many good teenage times had in the Bonneville.
Come on,
sure.
Annie, give us a scandal.
No. I don't kiss and tell.
And a couple of the Beekeepers are tuning up some different instruments now. Drummer will take mandolin on this next song, and guitarist will be playing some banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting tuned up for that. And tell us if you have a violin on the road or not. Do you have it when you're bored and break it out once
in
a while?
We were going to bring it on tour. What happened? I totally forgot.
These guys really want me to pick it back up again, but it's not at all like riding a bike. And, I honestly haven't unearthed the violin in a long time. When I was in college, I got like a book of fiddle tunes and kind of started to learn again, but it would take a lot of discipline for me to pick that thing up again to the point where I actually play it in front of another human being.
That book too.
I know, I did. I know, I was like, I'm not going to need this.
Ye of little faith. Annie Lynch will be playing violin next time we're in this studio.
Yeah, Jenny's pretty more wants to be perseverant.
Stubborn.
Well, I hope I played a role in helping to make that happen.
Yeah, perhaps.
Well, we're going to hear one last song, but you've played at South by Southwest, mm-hmm. Philadelphia Folk Festival, Boston Folk Festival, but also at the Kennedy Center. How did you get a gig at the Kennedy Center?
They just reached out to us and asked if they have a really great concert series there, and they just reached out and asked if we wanted to play. They have a lot of, various artists that come through, and it's a really, really great, great series, so we were just fortunate to be invited.
And this CD you've got out now, it's been out about 9 months, I guess, My Bonneville. Mm-hmm. And you actually formed a band around the CD, I guess. And so the process of recording it was a little different than your previous efforts.
Yeah.
Now, did you like how it worked? And are you going to maybe try that again?
Yeah. I mean, it was really fun. The recording process was definitely, it's always a creative process, but we did a lot of arranging in the recording process, which then kind of, I hadn't played with a drummer before that. We had drums on other albums, but people kept saying to me, like, oh, when are you going to get a drummer? I was like, I don't know.
Like, and now drummer types.
I don't know. Now I can't imagine. Now I can't imagine not playing with Hav. So, and these guys too. So, yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in. I'd love to hear a third song before we take off, featuring the banjo and the mandolin on this one. What is the name of the last song this morning?
This song is actually a new one. It's called Flying South.
Great.
And it's a love song.
I thought I knew how deep the ocean, how wild the heart inside could be. I thought I knew how soft the clay, how far your love comes calling to me. Thank you.